things.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Election, trade war. What in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
Stocks plunging on Wall Street again, even after the Federal Reserve announced an open-ended asset purchase program. At the opening bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, NASDAQ, and S&P were all lower. Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein reportedly has COVID-19. Reports are Weinstein's being held in isolation at a correctional facility in Western New York, where he's serving a 23-year sentence for rape and sexual assault. Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden now looking ahead to the next phase of his campaign. In a phone call with donors yesterday, the former VP said in the next few weeks he will start vetting possible running mates. Biden saying he's already spoken to former President Obama about it. The 77-year-old Biden adding that the most important qualification will be that the person is ready to take over on day one if needed. Remember to find us online at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Meghan McCain is having a baby. The View co-host making the announcement on social media yesterday, saying how excited she is to share the news. She says she'll be self-isolating on the advice of her doctors because of the coronavirus pandemic. McCain says she's very lucky. Her employers are allowing her to co-host The View from home via satellite. Movie theaters are closed. Well, traditional movie theaters, but drive-ins? Some are open. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The drive-in theater is once again experiencing a boom. With nearly all of the nation's movie theaters shuttered due to the coronavirus pandemic, some drive-in owners think it's a unique position to give moviegoers a chance to do something out of the house while keeping distance from others. It's estimated in the U.S. there are just over 300 drive-ins left in the country. It's about the only place left you can go.
And word is, a baby born in a toilet paper aisle at a Missouri Walmart last week is doing well. A woman gave birth to the baby while she was shopping there last Wednesday, and a labor nurse who just happened to be nearby helped as other customers blocked off the aisle. The store's manager, Jessica Hinkle, says once firefighters arrived and the baby was born, customers cheered as the new mom and baby were taken out of the store on a gurney. The baby and mother were doing well when Hinkle spoke to the mom again on Thursday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Doctors Without Borders teams confront hard facts in conflict and crisis zones. When others look away, we step in to act. Because measles still kills more than 100,000 children every year, we're there to vaccinate more than 1 million. Because some countries have only one or two mental health professionals, we provided over 400,000 mental health consultations last year. The fact is, your support makes our life-saving work possible. Picture the impact we can have together. DoctorsWithoutBorders.org.
There's a word we hear a lot these days, but somehow it's lost its meaning. Heroes. Men and women whose sacrifice served a nation. When the guns are silenced and the battlefields grow quiet, they're still fighting. They need our help. The VFW is there for them. Will you be there for them too?
Learn more at vfw3396.org.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local now for a Monday, brand new week, and we are still dealing with the coronavirus. We got a big show for you today. Coming up just after 10 o'clock, the Secretary Robert Wilkie. If you don't know the name, he is the Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs, the VA. And when you consider, and I'll double check this number with him, that half of our veteran population is over the age of 60. That just happens to be the target audience of the coronavirus. The VA becomes vitally important. What are they doing to help our seniors who are also veterans? So we'll talk about that coming up after 10 o'clock. Victor Jakes will join us at 10:30. Jared Fisher. He ran for governor. He has he loves to ride bicycles. Can you still ride a bicycle now with the coronavirus out there? And a restaurateur who's been in this business for over 30 years and who, unlike a lot of his colleagues in the industry, is not shutting his doors. He is going to tough it out. And he's going with curbside and carryout. Francois Alvandi from Ichabod's Lounge will join us in just a little bit. First, though, the governor yesterday afternoon released a video. It was kind of like a news conference, except there were no reporters there. Okay? But they did ask some questions at the end. One of the things that he announced is the formation of a coronavirus task force, a statewide task force. This is not Dr. Anthony Fauci or folks like that or the vice president. These are people in Nevada who are going to be taking a hold of this effort. And the governor, in making the announcement, said that former MGM CEO Jim Murin will head up the new coronavirus task force. Here it is.
It's on us as the vets to tackle this. And that requires some out-of-the-box and proactive approaches. So you can imagine my excitement when a now former Nevada CEO reached out to me with an idea of how we can create a structure to meet this goal. That's why I'm thrilled to announce, in coordination with my office and the Nevada Health Response Center, we are creating the COVID-19 Response, Relief, and Recovery Task Force, whose work will be aimed at immediately marshaling and organizing all of Nevada's private sector resources in support of the local and state government's already robust efforts to tackle COVID-19. And since an effort like this is only as strong as a leader at the helm, I'm also excited to announce that the COVID-19 Response, Relief, and Recovery Task Force will be led by the Nevadan who helped develop this idea, former MGM Resorts International CEO, Jim Murin. Jim will begin serving immediately as chair in an unpaid volunteer position and has already begun the important task of putting together the leadership and assessment architecture. The task force will be charged with assessing the physical assets and human capital available in the private sector and then helping organize the deployment of those resources in support of the state of Nevada and the Nevada Health Response Center efforts. And there couldn't be anyone better than Jim Murin to lead this effort. Jim has unparalleled experience in managing large, complex organizations in collaboration with state, local, and federal governments during times of crisis for the benefit of the whole community. is extensive in deep relationships in a wide variety of industries across the country and across the world, will allow the state to benefit from a depth of knowledge, experience, and access to resources that we otherwise wouldn't have. He has regular contacts within Asia and the Middle East that can help advise us from their experience. And he has a relationship with Vice President Pence, who is leading the White House efforts to combat coronavirus. Jim knows the casino and hospitality industry and its many elements inside out. From how many beds are in each hotel, who uses what cleaning supplies, inventory management, banking structures, and everything in between. He's got a deep knowledge on supply chain, experience working with organized labor, and how many employees have medical training. And as chairman of the U.S. Travel Association, USCA CEO Roundtable, he'll be well positioned as we begin to restart our operations. This public-private partnership represents the best of Nevada, the belief that when we all work together, we can tackle anything. This effort will help expand the capacity of Nevada's healthcare system, enhance and provide additional access to resources, support our hardworking medical professionals and first responders, and give Nevada the additional help it needs to mitigate the spread of COVID-19 and flatten the curve. It's going to take all of us working together to battle COVID-19 in our state and around the country. And I'm thankful we have an ally in Jim Murren who will help enhance and expand our response and recovery efforts.
Governor Steve Sisolak yesterday announcing the formation of this new task force, a statewide task force, headed up by MGM, former MGM CEO Jim Murren. We've been hearing from NHP and others about the use of 911, and Wyatt Cox, our executive producer and the head of our Ely Bureau, has been following the story. And give me a heads up on what's going on here. Well, use of 911 from NHP's perspective.
Currently, and this is a release just kind of coming up from the NHP, Nevada Highway Patrol, over the last little bit here, and we've had a number of our executives here in Northern Nevada forwarded this to me this morning. Says currently the Nevada Highway Patrol Dispatch Center has been inundated with 911 star NHP phone calls regarding road closures, specifically down in the state line, Prim, California border. In a 24-hour period, our dispatchers handle over 800 calls for service daily. We need our phone lines to be kept clear for actual emergencies. At this time, there are no road closures or travel restrictions in place. Motorists should only dial 911 for emergencies and use the star NHP for requesting assistance or to report an emergency. Motorists can see, and you know, we talk about the website nvroads.com. On Twitter, at Nevada DOT and Nevada DOT, or the Nevada Highway Patrol Twitter page, at NHP Southern Command, Southern Com. But apparently, there is a rumor floating about, and I hate to even mention the rumor, but it appears that there are people saying that the state line is closed between Nevada and California.
Can I tell you something? That would not surprise me, and I'm going to tell you why. If you've got half or nearly half of the total infections in the state of California, then why not wall off?
Well, and that would be logical. But again, at this point in time, that hasn't been officially announced, and we want to remind people, stay tuned to this Nevada Talk Network station. We will bring you the latest, as we brought you yesterday, the governor's address regarding the coronavirus task force, as we brought you the president's address yesterday, and we will keep you up to date with all of this information. Do not trust rumors. Stay right here on this radio station. We will give you the most reliable information. And by the way, it annoys me that all of you people are trying to go to social media. And there are more misinformation on social media than there is accurate information. Stay right here. We will bring you the latest information as it becomes available. Thank you, Kevin.
Okay. Wyatt Cox, manning our Ely Bureau. When we come back, we're going to get some expert testimony. from Dr. Jerome Adams. He is the Surgeon General. He should know. When is it that folks should call a doctor or get a test? When is it that all that should happen? We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up. Live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
Nevada Talk Network family, you've heard me talking about my MyPillow and MyPillow Premium pillows and all of the great deals you can find by going to MyPillow.com and clicking on the radio listener specials. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA, MyPillow Premium pillows, washable and dryable. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and use my promo code USA and get the best sleep of your life. Mike Lindell guarantees it.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business, like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875, or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network, facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
This information's coming from random actors around the world, but often, too, coming from places like the Chinese Communist Party, from Russia, from Iran. Those are nations that want to undermine what we're doing here. Our democracy, our freedom, the way that we're responding to this risk, to the Wuhan virus. They want to undermine our activities. We're doing great work. The American people have responded to the things the president has asked them to do to keep themselves, their families, and their communities safe. We need to make sure that we don't permit this information to undermine our activity.
Slow down, I just want you're everybody gonna crash. Baby, you are screaming, it's a black, black, black. Look out, you're gonna get blindness on. Everybody's looking for a way to get real gone, real gone.
Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, dealing with the half-truths, the innuendo, it's getting scary out there. But I'm a firm believer that if you give people enough information, good information, from sources you can trust, I think we're all going to be okay. One of those people is Dr. Jerome Adams. A question everybody's asking, when is it that we should actually call a doctor? When should we get a test? Like, for instance, here today in Las Vegas, it is a droopy, gloomy, rainy Monday. And a lot of people, like myself, allergies are acting up. Does that mean I've got it? Does that mean I should get tested? Does that mean I should go to a hospital? Just a thought. Just a thought. That was the question that was put to Dr. Jerome Adams. He is no less than the Surgeon General. Cut 7. Here we go.
You know, a lot of folks, they're watching TV, they're reading up on this constantly. If you are not, somebody who's got a pre-existing health condition, but you all of a sudden you go, all of a sudden I just don't feel 100%. And then your mind just starts playing with you, right? You think, oh my God, I coughed 3 hours ago. Was that a first sign? When should those people really start to say, okay, maybe I need to call the doctor? Because you don't want to flood them. But a lot of people that are probably healthy right now are thinking, whoa, wait, that's all I'm hearing about. That's all I can think about. When should I either call a doctor or get tested?
You need a test?
I hope not.
I asked him before you came in if they've been temperature checked.
Right? He better not.
The vice president gave an important statistic this morning. Only 10% of the people who have symptoms who've been tested actually tested positive for coronavirus, meaning 9 out of 10 people who actually likely had symptoms do not have the coronavirus. So I want people to understand that so that they are reassured. I also want to direct people to a website we've been telling them about all the time, coronavirus.gov. Coronavirus.gov has information to walk you through the symptoms, fever, cough, shortness of breath, body aches, and what to do if you have symptoms or you're worried. The most important thing we can tell people is call your healthcare provider, talk to your healthcare provider. Information is at coronavirus.gov to walk you through when to come in and when and what to do.
There you have it. He is so smart. I absolutely love listening to him because he gives you the facts and he knows what he's talking about. Then again, there's Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York. I like to call him Governor Gloom and Doom. Everybody and their brother picks up his news conference at about 8:30 every morning Pacific time. And it's just horrible. You listen to him and you say the world's coming to an end. This was Andrew Cuomo last night at a briefing yesterday. Governor Gloom and Doom on when this is all going to end.
It's going to go on for a period of time. This is not a short-term situation. This is not a long weekend. This is not a week. The timeline, nobody can tell you. It depends on how we handle it. But 40%, up to 80% of the population will wind up getting this virus. All we're trying to do is slow the spread. But it will spread. It is that contagious. Again, that's nothing to panic over. You saw the numbers. Unless you're older with an underlying illness, etc., it's something that you're going to resolve. But it's going to work its way through society. We'll manage that capacity rate. But it is going to be 4 months, 6 months, 9 months. You look at China. once they really change the trajectory, which we have not done yet, 8 months, we're in that range. Nobody has a crystal ball. Nobody can tell you. Well, I want to know. I want to know. I need to know. Nobody can tell you. I've spoken to more people on this issue than 99% of the people in this country. No one can tell you. Not from the superb Dr. Fauci to the World Health Organization to the National Institute of Health, but it is in that range. So start to plan accordingly. It's going to be hard. There is no doubt. I'm not minimizing it. And I don't think you should either. But at the same time, it is going to be okay. We don't want to overreact either, right? The grocery stores are going to function. There's going to be food. The transportation systems are going to function. The pharmacies are going to be open. All essential services will be maintained. There's not going to be chaos. There's not going to be anarchy. Order and function will be maintained. Life is going to go on.
Governor Gloom and Doom himself, Andrew Cuomo. And again, the stuff in New York is really difficult. And the federal government is dishing out tons of aid in New York. In fact, 3M is sending 500,000 respirators to New York and to Seattle. Think about that. That's incredible. More to come as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, Live and Local, now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Let's taco about real food, real fast. Taco Time's fish taco is a mouth-watering blast. Real ocean cod tossed in a crunchy potato crust, cooked to golden perfection, wrapped in a home-style tortilla with shredded cheddar cheese, crispy crunchy cabbage, and sassy salsa fresca. We bring the awesome with our creamy lime and cilantro sauce. Now that's what I'm tacoing about. Try the fish taco at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After days of bipartisan negotiations and successes, the U.S. Senate finds itself deadlocked when it comes to a $1 trillion coronavirus-related economic stimulus bill. The bill was blocked last night by Democrats when it came to a procedural vote, which would have cleared the way for a final vote today. Now that's uncertain. Top Republican Mitch McConnell says if it doesn't end up passing today,
it'll be because of our colleagues on the other side continuing to dicker when the country expects us to come together and address this problem.
Democrats claim the bill carries too much help for big business and not enough help for American workers. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Afghanistan, a surprise visit as part of an effort to save a peace deal between the U.S. and the Taliban. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Piecing the schedule back together after the postponements. I'm Woody Kane, and this is the Monday Morning Race Recap on the Motor Racing Network.
For five decades, the Motor Racing Network has been the voice of NASCAR. And now, it's time to tell our story.
They are in turn two in front of Mike Joy.
With help from some of the sport's iconic voices.
Oh, crap! And I spin around.
Here comes Richard Petty.
I'm Fred Armstrong. Join me for MRN's newest podcast series. MRN presents 50 Years, the Voice of NASCAR. Available for download on MRN.com. And wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
With Sunday's Dixie Vodka 400 at Homestead Miami Speedway postponed in response to the coronavirus pandemic, NASCAR is hopeful to resume racing May 9th at Martinsville Speedway. However, the term fluid situation has become a big part of our language these days. NASCAR President Steve Phelps says the idea is to fit postponed races in at other spots on the calendar while understanding that compromise based on circumstances will likely produce some different scenarios.
We have to look at it based on so many different variables, so many different factors that will come into play. And I wouldn't say it's a prioritization. It's understanding what's available to us. It's understanding, you know, the races that we've had to postpone and what is the best way to get them fit back into a schedule. So we'll take a holistic view of what it is, you know, not specifically, hey, how are we going to prioritize one versus another.
Phelps says the goal is to make up postponed races before the playoffs in an effort to keep from disrupting those events. Midweek races, doubleheaders, and other creative ideas are all on the table at present. This has been the Monday Morning Race Recap by MRN. Stay up to date with the latest NASCAR news all the time at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet at gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
I just want every American to know, go to trusted sources. Get this information from places that you know you have confidence in that, whether it's whitehouse.gov or dhs.gov or state.gov. Go to those places so that you can see what America is really doing. We're delivering good outcomes for the American people, and we can't allow disinformation, state actors and others who want to undermine what we're doing here in the United States. They present risk to each of us, and we need to be mindful of that and go only to trusted sources for good, reliable information.
Never gonna give you up.
So good to have you with us. It is live and local now for a Monday, a kind of a gloomy looking Monday here in Southern Nevada. Temperature in the low 50s, and it's gloomy. It's raining. This is the desert. We're getting rain. I just love it. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family that's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or visit lightyourliberty.com. Oh, and it's 30 degrees in Ely right now. Okay. So I'm complaining about the weather. And I probably shouldn't. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out right now, libertyhealthshare.org/KevinWall. We make it easy for you. Dr. Jerome Adams, you know, we talk about getting information from credible sources. And that's what we want to do right now. Dr. Jerome Adams was on yesterday with Mike Pence and tried to answer a question that I think a lot of us have wondered. We've got, what, 12 million? 20 million? 25 million illegal aliens in our country? And the big question is, can they go get a test too? These are tests that are being denied citizens because we just don't have them. Can they get tests too? And it turns out they can. This is cut nine. Go.
Mr. President, are undocumented persons welcome at testing sites? And can they show up and be tested without fear of being reported to immigration officials for possible deportation?
It's really a fair question. I think I'll let... would you like to answer that question? Please.
Absolutely.
Please. Surgeon General.
We know from a public health perspective that it is important that people who have symptoms can get tested. But as you heard earlier, we are... regardless of citizenship. Well, we know that the virus doesn't judge based on where you're from. And so it's important that we try to get people tested who have symptoms. But the important thing that we really want people to hear is that inpatients need to be tested. We need to prioritize our healthcare workers. And one thing I would like to say to you all very quickly, on behalf of the doctors on the task force, healthcare workers, we hear you. We hear you, and we absolutely are prioritizing your health and safety, making sure healthcare workers can get tested, inpatients can get tested, people at highest risk. But to answer your question, yes, we absolutely want to make sure people who have symptoms who could be spreading it can get tested.
Department of Homeland Security addressed that issue a few days ago. Customs and Border Protection actually issued guidance that absent certain circumstances, Customs and Border Protection does not target emergency rooms or health clinics. And I would refer you to the website. They issued a very clear statement making it clear to any person that is in need of a test or medical care that Customs and Border Protection is not focusing on emergency rooms or health clinics or the drive-through clinics.
So that they could come in without fear of...
Yes, I'll answer that. And if that's not the policy, I'll make it the policy. And I was just saying, as Mike was saying that, the answer is yes, we will do those tests because I think in that case it's important. I think that if you could say illegal alien, you could say illegal immigrant, you could say whatever you want to use your definition of what you're talking about. We're all talking about the same thing. Yes, we will test that person because I think it's important that we test that person, and we don't want to send that person back into wherever we're going to be sending the person, whether it's another country or someplace else, because, you know, we're now bringing them right out of our country. But, yeah, we will test those people.
That's the president, the vice president, and Dr. Jerome Adams talking about what our policy. And apparently, if there's not a policy, the president said as of yesterday, there is a policy. In case you're wondering, the task force briefing for the day is going to come this afternoon. Am I right? Yeah. So we'll have that for you tomorrow. One of the things I thought was interesting, though, is Mike Pence, the vice president. A lot has been made of the fact that we don't have enough tests so that everybody can get a test. But the fact is, Mike Pence said the task force is increasing testing across the country in big, big numbers. This is cut three, the vice president of the United States.
This is not a bailout. It's ridiculous to characterize this. First of all, they have to pay back every dime that they borrow. Every dime. It's explicit in the bill, in the law, that there can be no forgiveness. None of this can be written off. The companies that borrow this money have to pay back every dime. And let me stress, this is not their fault, okay? You're operating a business somewhere in Pennsylvania, and the governor says, by the way, close your doors at 8 o'clock Monday morning, and you don't reopen them until I say. Now, look, I'm not trying to attack my governor. I understand why he's doing this. But the point is, It's not possible for a business to survive. And we're seeing this manifested, the sort of easy visual view on this that some of my colleagues have mentioned, our financial markets, because they reflect what the world thinks about the future of our economy. And it's really, really grim. Some have suggested maybe we shouldn't focus on that. That's not the focus. That just gives us a reading of just how bad things have gotten. And it's really bad. And when my Democratic colleagues came down here and voted against all of these programs and all of these efforts to rescue American workers and families, advance our fight against this disease, and keep employers viable, I was just shocked. I just can't believe that they would do that, that they would come down here. And I can only conclude that they don't understand the urgency of this moment. I think they got to understand the nature of the disease, the severity of the disease, what that is doing. Maybe there's a lack of appreciation for the fact that at the same time, our economy is being destroyed. Many of the, if they continue this obstruction and they refuse to let us pass this because they dismissively refer to keeping alive employers as a bailout, then a lot of these companies will fail and they won't come back. You don't just flip a switch and have a company that failed, that went bankrupt, and think you're going to turn it back on. It doesn't work that way. It could take years or decades to rebuild an economy. And that means how many millions of Americans lose out on so much opportunity, on so much of life. That's what we can't let happen. We've got to stop this as quickly as we can. And that means I'm convinced these three elements, focusing on individuals who are adversely affected, and now that's virtually everybody. We've done that massively, unprecedented scale in this bill. Focus on killing this virus, defeating this, developing the therapies, the cures, the ability to treat, the hospital capacity. It's in this bill. Look, there'll be more to be done, but for now, this is huge, and we got these ideas from Democrats and Republicans. We put them in the bill. And then finally, if it's a fundamentally solvent business, just an extension of credit for a few months, a loan that they have to pay back, so that there's a reasonable chance they'll still be there. Mr. President, this is exactly what this moment calls for. This is what we need to do for our country. So I am hoping that our Democratic colleagues will frankly come to their senses and conclude and understand that there's no time for games here. This is getting worse by the day. We've got to act now. So I hope before the clock strikes midnight tonight, we will vote in favor of cloture on the motion to proceed, the procedural vote that allows us to pass this bill as soon as possible.
That was Pat Toomey, the senator from Pennsylvania, and talking about the bill that it still has yet to be passed, and that is the Senate bill. These people in Congress, I don't think they understand the gravity of what we're talking about here. And we got the Democrats playing, political chicken on this. It's just bizarre. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the president is doing something amazing. And I'm talking about sending chloroquine for use in New York beginning as early as tomorrow. Tomorrow. And it's about time. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan, have no equity, bad credit, or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates from the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For over 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, and Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you're listening to KNNT 98.5 FM. In Hawthorne, Nevada, you're hearing us on KAVB 98.7 FM. In Fallon, you're listening to KNVR 102.5 FM. In the Amargosa Valley, you're hearing us over KPKK 101.1 FM. And in Pahrump, you're listening to us on KPVM Television, channel 25.6. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10, WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me, you will taste and feel this difference.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Ah, the clown show continues in our nation's capital. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, or your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. Mitch McConnell is fit to be tied. He held a, I don't know if this is a news conference or if this is part of a floor speech. It's a news conference? It was a news conference just a couple of hours ago because the Democrats keep holding up this third economic recovery bill. This was Mitch McConnell just an hour or so ago.
Given the desire of the country to see an outcome that will get the yes. We're going to, the cloture vote at 3, as you know, is on a shell. We expect it to get on to the shell and hope we will have cooperation to give us a time to get on the bill without burning all of the post-cloture time on the motion to proceed. What we have to be alert to here is one House Democrat, for example, said, this is a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision. That's not what this is about. This is not about unrelated policy changes. This is about direct assistance to the American people and to small businesses, to hospitals and others who are in need, because we in government at all levels, in order to deal with this pandemic, have basically shut the economy down. The crisis is bringing the country together. We are seeing all kinds of inspirational stories about how people are reaching out to others, and they're expecting us to do our part, and we fully intend to do that tomorrow. With that, I'll take a couple of questions, and that's basically all I can tell you at the moment. Yeah.
Okay, that was Mitch McConnell, and I'll simply tell you, this is reprehensible, what the Democrats are doing. Really sad. I want to go directly to Dr. Anthony Fauci. One of the things we try and do here on the Nevada Talk Network, and that is to bring you information from people who know. So it is with Dr. Anthony Fauci. He was on yesterday with Margaret Brennan, that New York will be getting more help from the feds, including chloroquine. Listen to this amazing thing that's going to begin tomorrow.
You mentioned in particular New York and what may be coming there. The president has tweeted this morning that Ford, GM, and Tesla have been given the go-ahead to make ventilators. There's been this back and forth over whether the president actually has ordered companies or not to produce needed medical equipment. What have these companies agreed to do, and when will medical professionals have what they need?
Well, I mean, as yesterday in the press conference that I'm sure you heard, what the president was saying is that these companies are coming forth on their own. And I think that's an extraordinary spirit of the American spirit, of not needing to be coaxed. They're stepping forward. They're making not only masks, but PPEs and now ventilators. So what we're going to be seeing, and we're seeing it already, in the beginning, obviously, there was an issue with testing. The testing now, a large number of tests are available now out there because the private companies have gotten involved.
But like the mayor of New York has said this week that he was going to run out of medical equipment in a matter of 2 weeks.
Right, that's
so
true.
So when will medical... It is true he will run out? Will the federal government get him what he needs?
True, to both of them. Let me explain. We were at the task force meeting yesterday, and it was very clear that the issue in New York was right on the front burner. And the situation is now that the resources that are being marshaled are going to be clearly directed to those hot spots that need it most. And clearly that's California, Washington State, and obviously New York is the most hard hit. So not only is New York trying to get resources themselves, but we're going to be pouring it in from the federal government. So it will be a combination of local and federal. But it's very, very clear that they are a very high priority.
You are the leading infectious disease expert in the U.S. government. You said this week that you differed from the president in his assessment that a combination of two drugs, hydrochloroquine and azithromycin combined, could have the outcome that he described to the public they possibly could. Who is the president listening to? And do you see a concern here that those drugs could become, you know, basically oversubscribed, and there could be a shortage that could impact people who have persistent medical issues like lupus and need those?
Okay, so Margaret, there's an issue here of where we're coming from. The president has heard, as we all have heard, what I call anecdotal reports that certain drugs work. So what he was trying to do and express was the hope that if they might work, let's try and push their usage. I, on the other side, have said, I'm not disagreeing with the fact, anecdotally, they might work, but my job is to prove definitively from a scientific standpoint that they do work. So I was taking a purely medical scientific standpoint, and the president was trying to bring hope to the people. Mm-hmm. I think there's this issue of trying to separate the two of us. There isn't fundamentally a difference there. He's coming from it from a hope layperson standpoint.
Okay.
I'm coming from it from a scientific standpoint.
For those of you that have been going to the big box stores and you've been coming up empty, you can't find bottled water, I've got a place for you to go for bottled water, and they'll deliver it right to your front door. I was talking with Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, and I said, hey, is there a way we can do a special on Real Water where folks will actually be able to save money on Real Water? So here's the deal, because they said yes. Go to Amazon. Everybody's shopping at Amazon today. I saw two Amazon trucks in my development just about an hour and a half ago. And search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart. When you proceed to checkout, there will be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10, WALL, W-A-L-L, all caps, no space, and they'll give you a 10% discount. And they'll deliver it to your front door. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. That is so cool. I know you'll love it. Trust me, you will taste and feel this difference. Coming up, the Secretary of the Veterans Administration, Robert Wilkie. He'll join us live, plus Victor Jakes, Jared Fisher, Francois Alvandi from Ichabod's, and a whole lot more. It's all straight ahead, live and local now.